Blog Talk Radio.
Eyes have never seen, minds have never dreamed, thoughts have never conjured up. Man tries to tear it up. I know what it is. I know what it is. It's the anointing. It's the anointing. Oh. Books try to explain. Movies try to portray. Novelties dress it up. Documentaries mess it up. But I know what it is. I know what it is. It's the anointing. The anointing. In a world where doubting faith is running at an all-time high, Lord, equip me with more of your power from on high. Can be moved and demons removed, blinded eyes opened up, oh, and diseases can be cleared.
Praying spirit, yeah.
You're listening to the inner workings of inspiration.
I didn't know if it went from verse to verse, so I'm looking at that wrong. Just go after praying spirit in every way, and then a praying spirit, so that I may not stress. Okay, alright.
Now back to the music.
So we can start it from the beginning.
Epiphany Radio, the Inspiration Factory.
I'm officially warmed up. I am officially warmed up.
Once again, welcome to Keeping It Real, the Inspiration Factory.
Secret place, a place where I can
Generation Factory.
Eyes have never seen, minds have never dreamed, thoughts have never conjured up. Man tries to tear it up. I know what it is. I know what it is. It's the anointing. It's the anointing. Books try to explain. Movies try to portray. Novelties dress it up. Documentaries mess it up. But I know what it is. I know what it is. It's the anointing. The anointing. In a world where doubting faith is running at an all-time high, Lord, equip me with more, more of your power from on high. Can be moved and demons removed, blinded eyes opened up, oh, and diseases can be cleared.
Time to get things turned up right here on Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Keeping it real.
Or another makeover song.
The Inspiration Factory. Let's go.
Yo, you like me, cause I like me. Do you like me? See, I like me, cause he likes me. God loves me, yo, you all like me.
I like me, yo, you like me, cause I like me. Do you like me? See, I like me, cause he likes me. God loves me.
lip. Kind of sister started butter, but I never trip. Got my daddy swag and I walk with a limp. Got a hot wife, no need to be a pimp. Never been cute, never been fly. Cause I've been chased, got that twinkle in my eye. Got my grill fixed, now smile when I speak.
Tell me who that is.
Yo, it's that Jesus freak.
Yo,
you like me, cause I like me. Do you like me?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I like me, cause he likes me. God loves me. Yo, you all like me.
I like me. Yo, you like
sir.
Me. Cause I like me.
Juice
do
in the booth.
Like
why?
Wow.
That's the piece right there. Hey, I've been waiting a long time for this one.
I just smile, I'm so content, and I ain't even got yellow stones on my wrist. I hear the world say I'm supposed to be rich, but I don't buy that, man, I don't go with the trend.
Uh-huh.
Go the whole mile, lose or win. I hope that's the impression that the CDs give. I'm more concerned about how they see me live than trying to get a house from them TV cribs.
Hey, Frank.
Do
sir.
You like me?
That's a problem, baby.
Cause he likes me. God likes me.
That boy feel good right there, baby.
I like me. Yo, you like me. Cause I like me. Do you like me?
Uh-huh.
Hey.
Uh-huh.
Cause he likes
uh-huh.
me. God likes
true.
Me. So you won't like
catch
me.
Catch his feet, baby. You feel that right there? Yo, yo, yo.
When the lights fade, I know that you see
more than my swagger, but it's you and me.
From the storefront church to the packed out floors,
they want an autograph, but I'd rather give them yours.
Your ink don't fade, the crowd wants more. The king's on stage, the final encore.
Can't believe it's me now chilling backstage. Big nose, big lips.
Go get your hands raised.
From Texas, baby.
I like me. Hey. Yo, you like me. Cause I like me. Do you like me?
Do you like me?
See, I like me.
I like
cause
me.
He likes me.
He likes
God me.
God likes me.
You all like me.
You're
you
a size
like
12,
you
you're
like
size
me?
17,
like me?
Size
like
22,
God likes
he likes
so you.
You.
Like me?
Take your socks off, we're for real, the poet, and sister to Taraji, baby, baby.
Welcome back to the Inspiration Factory. Welcome. Keeping it real. In the evening. The Inspiration Factory. With your host, the real the poet Douglas and sister Taraji. Welcome back to more of the Inspiration Factory. And prepare to keep it real in the evening. Welcome back.
That's right. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory, y'all. Keeping it real in the evening. And this is your host, For Real, the Poet Douglas. Welcome, y'all. Hope y'all had a great and safe holiday weekend. 4th of July, y'all, Independence Day. You know, to some it means something, to some it don't. Whatever it is to you, I'm just saying. I hope you're still with us. You know, that your family is safe and everybody's safe, y'all. We don't get into all those other things. We don't, you know, we're going to keep things moving on some love. You know what I'm saying? Once again, welcome to the Inspiration Factory. I am For Real, the Poet. You're right here at Epiphany Radio, For Real Entertainment Network. And for those who are interested, if you want to call in, spit a piece, sing a song, tap dance, whatever it is, play the banjo, that call-in number is 646-200-0568. Once again, that number is 646-200-0568. and we keeping it real in the evening, which means is you have a topic. If you have a discussion that's on your mind, usually we have one, we present one for you. And we discuss that along with some poetry, and that poetry can consist of, you know, inspirational pieces, love pieces, romance pieces, consciousness about things that are going on around us. You know, we keep it real. We keep it real. And we keep it real, but we do this in a respectful manner, everybody. You know what I'm saying? But we like to discuss things, you know, to help other people out that somebody's going to benefit from some real serious stuff. Now, a month ago, we all lifted our pens up high in honor of the great queen of poetry, Maya Angelou. You know, we heard many poetries and many spoken words and words of encouragement about rising. You know, we're going to still do that. That time is come and gone, but we're going to still do that. As poets, we have a, you know, a challenge before us. You know, there's power in the pen. There's power in the voice. So what we want to continue to do through this year and furthermore is raise the bar for ourselves. Speak out, whatever it is, you know. I was talking about, yeah, let's rise and all these things. Is it still on your mind? You know, lift these pens. I want to say hello to some great, great people, some great friends of mine, some family members. Starting off, first and foremost, was here before the door even. Person is a great brother, you know what I'm saying? William Washington, words of William, is in the house, y'all. We're going to hear from him in a minute. I got another brother up in here, so full of energy and excitement. I mean, you would think that this brother had drank maybe 10 cups of coffee. He goes by the name of Word Warrior. He hails from Chi-Town. Baby, baby, you'll be hearing from him soon. Got my little sister in the house, one of the hosts of on here, right here at Epiphany Radio, Sidonie Monet, who is the host of Love by Candlelight. Love you, darling. I see you. We got another phenomenal poet up in here, y'all. Just made his way back from the Poetry Fest where he put his thing down out there. He's over there in Delaware, I believe. Everybody knows him. The truth is better jewels. Welcome to the program, little brother. It's good to have you, man. Got a couple of other callers in here. We're going to get with them. Caller 301. We'll be right with you in a minute. Caller 215 is in the house, y'all. That may just be my other brother, Kane Spade. If you want to spit a piece, simply press 1 on your phones, and we'll get you over here. Even if you just want to say hello, if you want to open up for discussion or just say hi, it's right here for you at the factory, y'all. We go in and we keep it moving. So what else do I want to say? Is there something else I want to say? If I may, oh, yes, I got to say this to everybody. Although you may hear music, we also play some love music, R&B, you know, anything that's inspirational, that'll lift somebody up. I wanted to say this. This is not a religious program. This is an inspirational show, you know. So a lot of us, I know I am, I'm inspired by music. I'm inspired by things I see around me, you know what I'm saying? So I just want to make everybody comfortable where you're at. I have a saying, and that saying is, take your socks off, which I mean to come in here and welcome, be welcomed. Don't bring no logs. We ain't looking down no eye, you know. We ain't looking down our noses at nobody. Don't come in here with no logs in your eyes. I think y'all all know what I'm saying. But, you know, I just want everybody to express themselves respectfully. We're going to have a good time up in here. We like to laugh and have some good time and some fun and some jokes, because laughter, everybody know how that works. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to offer this to everybody. I don't know who you believe in, what you believe in. It's not about none of that, but my prayers is for everybody. and their families, that they are safe and protected, that they are covered. You know, I pray a prayer for this up and coming week, that this would be God's will, that we get to see another day. You know, I pray for financial blessings and protection and coverage for each and everybody on this line. I pray that God continues to place in each and every poet's mouth, that he continue to move that pen and guide us in the direction that we should be going, because everybody has a purpose. Let's help each other to find that purpose, y'all. Let's rise. Let's keep it rising. So with that being said, in the name of God, amen. I just want everybody to be blessed. So we're going to do this. We're going to play another track. And right after that track, we're going to open up the mics. And we're going to go in, y'all. So we'll be right back after this.
Check your speakers. This ain't a self-help song or another makeover song, but how it made me over. You dig?
I like me. Yo, you like me, cause I like me. Do you like me? See, I like me, cause he likes me. God likes me. Yo, you all like me.
I like me. Yo, you like me, cause I like me. Do you like me? See, I like me, cause he likes me. God likes me. Yo, you all like me.
Yo. Short, big nose, big lip. Kinda stuff to stutter, but I never trip. Got my daddy swag and I walk with a limp. Got a hot wife, no need to be a pimp. Never been cute, never been fly. Cause I've been chased, got that twinkle in my eye. Got my grill fixed, now smile when I speak.
Tell me who that is.
Yo, it's that Jesus freak.
Yo, you like me, yo, you like me, cause I like me. Do you like me? See, I like me, cause he likes me. God likes me. Yo, you all like me.
Yo, you like me, sir. Cause I like me.
Juice in the booth.
Like me. See, I like me.
Why? That's the piece right there. Hey, I've been waiting a long
like
time for this.
I just smile. I'm so content, and I ain't even got yellow stones on my wrist. I hear the world say I'm supposed to be rich, but I don't buy that, man, I don't go with the trend. I go the whole mile, lose or win. I hope that's the impression that the CDs give. I'm more concerned about how they see me live than trying to get a house from MTV Cribs.
Hey,
Mike. I like me. Oh. Yo, you like me, cause I like me. Do
sir.
You like me?
That's a problem,
like
baby.
Cause he likes me, sir. God likes me.
That boy feel good right
like
there, baby.
I like me. Yo, you like me, cause I like me. Do you like me?
Uh-huh.
See, I like me, cause he likes me. God likes me, yo, you won't like
catch
me.
Catch the speed, baby. You feel that right there? Yo.
When the lights fade, I know that you see more than my swagger, but it's you and me. From the storefront church to the packed out floors,
they want an autograph, but I'd rather give them yours.
The ink don't fade, the crowd wants more. The king's on stage, the final encore.
Can't believe it's me now chilling backstage. Big nose, big lips,
don't get your hands raised.
From Texas,
I
baby
like me. Hey. Yo, you like me, cause I like me. Do you like me?
Do you like me?
See, I like me.
I like
cause
me.
He likes me.
He likes
God
me.
Likes me.
God likes
me. You all like me.
If you're a size 12,
you
size 17, size 22, he likes
you.
Welcome back to the Inspiration Factory. Welcome back to the Inspiration Factory with For Real, the Poet Douglas, and Sister to Write, Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. Welcome back.
Let's keep it real.
Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. Welcome back to the show.
Keeping it real.
Welcome back to the show. How I love you so. Someone has to know that all my years and tears you wiped away my fears. It would be just right if I could live like cry. I want to send a big shout out to someone, to a listener that I've grown to call mother, mom, to my sister's mother, Sildoni Monier. I offer my condolences to Cora Pleasant. We love you, Mom. You rest in peace as we salute you on this day, your birthday. Much love from Epiphany, the Epiphany Family Radio. Much love. A big shout out to you, Cora Pleasant. We love you. All right. We're going to get these mics opened up, y'all. I want to bring in my brother, William Washington. But first, let me let people know where they are. You're right here at Epiphany Radio, keeping it real in the evening. Talk about what's going on in your area. Press one on your headset, and we'll get you right up in here. Okay. We're about to go on the way, y'all. As y'all can see, I'm multitasking right here. Sister Taraji. I want to send a big shout out to Sister Taraji. She's at the laundromat. I will put your business out in the street today, young lady. She's in the laundromat getting those fresh socks prepared for this week. I want to send a big shout out to Kimberly Renee, part of the factory here. The Bishop Pope, y'all. What's up, family? We're going to get things going. Let's see here. Now, where is William Washington? Let's bring to the podium William Washington, everybody. William.
Hey, good afternoon. Yes, welcome.
Good afternoon, big brother.
Yes, little big brother. How you doing? Medium big brother. That's it. Medium big brother. How you doing, man?
I'm doing fine, brother. It's a good day, man. How you?
You know, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I can't complain. You know, I won't complain. You know?
I won't complain.
Yes, man. It's good to be back. You know, you've been gone for a minute, man. You know? Yeah, man.
Yes,
I kind of missed my fix,
yes.
Man.
I hear you, man. You know, the devil's a lie. And but besides that, you know, brother preparing some things, making some things try to happen in reality world off from the computer, trying to bring Epiphany Radio to Philadelphia, starting at Philadelphia, then we're going to move our way over there to New York City.
All right.
So I've been very busy, man, and I'm so tired. But thank you, man. And I know, you know, I need this for myself also, brother. I need a place where I can actually go in, you know, inspirationally. And I just need that. This is Sunday for poets. You know, we try to have a place for Sunday for poets to come and do their thing. And you always support us here, man. I'm looking for great things from you also. I'm not going to tell nobody, but I'll leave that up to you at the right time. But welcome back yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you, man.
And you know, I wanted to ask you, brother, but you threw me off. It was something I wanted to ask you your opinion on, but I got plenty much time to do that. I'm going to come back to you on that, brother.
You're getting old. You're getting old, my brother. You're getting old.
Oh, man, it happened. Oh, this is what I wanted to ask. I want to know what's going on with this morning poetry thing that you got going on, man. Could you tell the people about that?
Sure. I mean, it didn't arise from me. But you remember 2 years or so, I used to always do an early morning little talk or so and put it on YouTube, you know, a little inspirational talk or just politics. But I don't know, someone else, I think from the West Coast, I don't know where he got it from, but Sandman Du Poet, had issued me a challenge one day and kept sending it to me. And he would send me a video of him getting up early in the morning and doing the piece. And I realized that it wasn't a personal challenge. You know, I don't do those challenges thing and all that, all those slams. When I realized what it was, I said, well, hey, that ain't no different than what I used to do. So I'm right with it. You know, every morning I get up, or if I'm going to oversleep that morning, I might even do it around 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning when I go to bed. And I would do either it could be inspirational, it could be romantic, it could be erotic, it could be anything. You know, just a little piece to start the day. Someone needs to hear us as poets and speakers and singers. Someone needs to hear our word early in the day before they go out into the world. So that's what it's designed to do. It's not a challenge. It's not a personal challenge. But I challenge everyone that I can think of to get up in the morning and start their day off with a poem or a song.
Yes.
And that's what we've been doing. It's been catching on lately. The last few days it's been catching on. We had several poets that we know of that got up and took the time to do a piece. And I just think it's wonderful because, you know, some people don't read the Bible. Some people don't even read the news. But they can get up and turn on their computer, because everybody do the computer, and they can hear a poet, a griot, a motivational speaker, somebody doing something they may like, romance, eroticism, consciousness, spiritual, religious pieces. And it will always start somebody's day off. Somebody is looking for that positive word to get out there in this cold world. And I think it's a wonderful thing, and it's been catching on. It's been catching on.
That's right. I've been seeing that. And a couple of them is warm-hearted. Some of them make you laugh. You did one, man. I mean, I don't know if it was supposed to be funny, but I know you started off talking about your teeth wasn't there. So, you know, but I'm just saying, you know, just having that laughter early in the morning. You got serious, of course, 8 later. Everybody that knows you can have that silly moment, but we know we take you serious. But
I think it was that green morning, Christmas wrapping ribbon, the Christmas thing on my head.
Yeah. So, sometimes, I got to laugh early in the morning. And we should wake up with that seed planted like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Some of us, we wake up with our own thoughts. And our thoughts are on paying that bill as soon as we wake up. So that leads to a bad day. You know, so I love doing that piece. I saw one person, one of the females, man. Since it was early in the morning, you know, she didn't have that makeup on and all that stuff. You could tell she just woke up, but she was into the piece. And she did that for that reason, because it was about waking up
Monique,
and doing
Monique
that.
Monique Forrester, Lyrical movements, Monique Forrester.
There you go. There you go. There you go.
Put it down.
Yes,
dry lips, red eyes, and dry lips, and she put it down. She put it down. Yes, she did, man. That's one of my favorites.
See somebody with them. Yeah, I'm waiting to see one of the females with the rollers in their hair. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
that's going to be beautiful.
Well, that's all right.
But,
really, Ain't Misbehaving came close today. She just got up and did her thing, man. And I thanked all the women today that I could remember that did a little something. And then Lily came out and did her thing, and I was like, wow. And I just thank God for her. She matters to me. And all you poets, you matter to me, because we are – the griot. We have to be the elders or the speakers, the talker, the speakers. We have to do that. That's our calling. So don't mute
yourself.
That's
what I'm talking
about. Get out there and put it out there. That's right. Let it be seen. Let you be seen doing what you do.
That's right. Step outside that box. And I was saying that earlier in the program. We were talking about rising and all those things, you know, as we heard of or celebrated the going homes of Maya Angelou. You know, let's remember what we were saying. Let's get up out this box, y'all. Let's move a little further in what we're going to do, because we have power in our pens and in our voices. You know, people want to take a poet more serious than they're going to take a rapper or a singer personally. You know what I'm saying? Let's be that Marvin Gaye. Let's talk about what's going on. Let's do all that kind of stuff. Let's get busy. William, you got me hype already, man. You got me hype already. I'm about to open this thing up and let you just do what you do, William. So as I clear my voice, anything else you want to talk before you go in, bro?
No, no, no. That was good. Everybody, you know, my life is an open book on Facebook, so I'm pretty good.
Okay. Well, then we're going to get some formal. I'm going to go like this. I'm going to clear my throat and say to you, William Washington, that the mic is yours.
Thank you. Every morning for the last 10 years or so, I would pass this homeless man who always wore a warm smile upon his face. The neighborhood kids would throw cans and bottles at him. They would kick and deride him. They called him every dirty name under the sun. Every day the kids as well as the adults would harass the man called Mr. Bum. One morning as I was leaving for work, I couldn't help but notice Mr. Bum laughing profusely. I asked Mr. Bum, "What's so funny?" He said, "Young man, you need to mind your damn business. But for a dollar, I'll engage your quizzical mind." Now, I don't know why I cared to hear his story or how I endured the foul odor permeating from his soiled clothing, but I gave him a dollar. He said, "When I was 3 years old, my father put my mother and me out. When I was 14 years old, I got expelled from school. They said I was bad. They didn't care that the other kids were teasing me because I was poor and unkept. They just put me out. When I grew older and got married, my wife cheated on me and put me out for that other man. I worked on the same job for over 19 years. And before I could retire, they laid me off. They never really explained why. They just put me out. And I've been homeless ever since." I said, "Dude, that ain't funny. What's so funny about that?" He said, "Wait, son. It gets funnier. One day last month, I fell ill in the streets. The police thought I was drunk and arrested me, even though I don't drink. On the way to the precinct, they noticed something was very wrong with my health and had me ambulanced to the hospital. The doctor, after examining me and getting my blood work and x-ray results, advised me that I had advanced stage cancer and it wouldn't be long. Now, see, I'm trying to not let Mr. Bum see the tears swelling up in my eyes. I softly murmured, "Sorry to hear that." Mr. Bum then began singing a song I vaguely remember being sung by the Mighty Clouds of Joy, titled "Walk Around Heaven." Mr. Bum sang, "One of these old mornings, yeah, it won't be long. You'll look for me, and I'll be gone. I'm going to a place where I'll have nothing to do but walk around heaven all day." Yeah. Mr. Bum looked up and said, "Son, the reason I'm laughing so profusely is because soon, and very soon, no one will ever again be able to put me out." In poem.
My, brother. That was a phenomenal piece there, brother. Oh. I'm quite sure someone felt that, man. Hey, William, I don't know where you come up with this stuff at, man. I don't know where you come with it, but you always come with it and it's uncut. It's that pure condensed. Man, I just love your
man,
words.
You know what it is? It's just life experiences, man. It's life experiences.
Yes.
You know, I had an uncle that served in the military, the Navy. And, you know, he was a victim to alcoholism. You know, his wife put him out. You know, he just had a rough life. So I took his experience and added it to some of the things I've heard about from people on the street, you know, homeless people. So I just merged the two stories into one.
Right. I felt that. And in a way I could relate to that, man, I know, you know, all of us had some life experiences as a male. You know, I at one point I wasn't living right. You know what I'm saying? Being put out, you know, is a hurting thing, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know, everybody goes through it on both sides of the fence, you know. So I felt that, you know, and like I said, when I'm hearing something that I really relate to, brother, it takes me someplace else. And I'm no longer hearing you. I hear you with another aspect of my body. And so I'm visualizing this.
Thank
and you just put me in this movie. You put me in this movie. So sometimes it's hard for me to come right back after you do your piece because I'm still traveling.
Man.
I'm still visioning
you,
that. So that's three-dimensional, man. Much love for you.
Larry,
you know that, man.
Larry, huh? Larry, I don't want to be on too long, but let me just say this. A king without a castle is not a man.
Mm.
Okay? So that's the importance of this piece. You know, you don't have a castle. You know, a man is king of his castle. And without that castle, he's not a man anymore. So it's very important for us to tell our young kids, you know, go to school, learn, you know, get a home.
Yeah.
Get out your mama's house and keep that home. Pay your bills. The first thing you do is pay your rent. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Got to keep the family together.
That's true, man.
Yeah.
That's true, William. That's a big piece, man. I'm glad you said that, man. And for those of us who have fallen for whatever reason, that castle can be gotten back if just by brick, brother, get that castle back. Because us men, we got to be the head.
That's right.
Come get your rightful place at the table. You know
that's
how
right.
old, like, Grandpa used to sit at the head of the table?
That's right. Big piece of chicken.
Come get you.
That's right.
There you go. Get the biggest piece. So let's reclaim our places, y'all. So I thank you for that, William.
Okay, man. All right.
Hey, man. Stick around, brother. Once again, love that piece, bro.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you.
All right.
I'll work on it.
All right. Thank you, William. Ladies and gentlemen, you just heard from the one and only William Washington with a phenomenal piece that moved me. I can relate to that, and I guess most people can, mostly the fellas. So what I'm going to do right here, y'all, I'm just going to play a real quick cut because I got some screening to do. I got some family members with their hands up, and I need to know who they are. But right after that, we're going to come right back with Word Warrior. My sister Sadani and my brother, The Truth Is Better Jewels. So I know we're going to go in shortly right after this, y'all.
And we'll be back with more from the Inspiration Factor in just a minute. We'll be back with the Inspiration Factor. Baby.
Yeah.
All right, welcome back to the factory, y'all. Keeping it real in the evening. This your boy, for real, the Poet Douglas. Right here at Epiphany Radio. And you're listening to a track by my brother, Kerry B, y'all, and it's called Smile.
A beautiful lady.
Put one on your face.
Never walked the streets alongside the ugliness of gloom. Why so blue? What did he do to you? It's interesting what love can put you through. Holding your hand in embrace, I can see the ghost of tears streaking on your face in the rain. Your body shakes. This must be what it feels like at the heartbreak. You loved him, but his words lashed you like a whip, constantly bashing you, bruising you within, all because he did not appreciate the queen that was you. But your smile, the sexiest curve for a man to see on a woman, a light within even the darkest of the days, holding you gently on your waist in our embrace, you still shake. Your trust was a little vague, but who is it really to blame? Could it be your so-called man, who called you outside of your name? A boy in man's clothing who takes pleasure in your pain, but now you're here. Wondering and pondering what to do with the dirty laundry left at your own home. But I'm here to tell you to just keep smiling, baby. Don't let him get to you, for you are royalty. Nefertiti's daughter grown to a beautiful goddess. Stars of Orion shine brightly just so they can compete with your smile. Your incisors excites me. Your molars took a hold of me. Have me professing to you openly. I guess that's how love at first sight is supposed to be. I want to be your glue emotionally. So when you feel broken, I can hold you together wholesomely. So please, I want you to smile.
That's what I'm talking about. That was Smile by the one and only Kerry B, y'all.
That's
Kingdom Inc. is definitely in the house. So, what are we going to do? Sister Taraji, are you in the house?
I am in the building.
All right, baby, baby. Welcome, welcome. You enjoying yourself this evening? I didn't put it out there on the street. The word out in the street was that you just came from the laundromat. I put all your business out there, girl, because we keep it real right here in the
evening.
You
put all my dirty laundry out in the street?
Yes, 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 yes. You would have been so proud of me the way I threw you under the bus. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, thank you so much for...
Hallelujah. So I'm glad that you made it on time, darling. We just going in. We just heard from the one and only William Washington. He gave us a very, very, very awesome piece and very mind-altering. Then he also explained to us the business that's going on with the early morning videos. And so that was very great. I'm going to work on mine pretty soon, pretty soon. But we can, we can keep this moving. Go ahead.
You're behind the times with your early morning. You're behind the times with your early morning videos.
Well, I know. I got to make up for that, though. I'm going to work on mine this afternoon so that I'll be ready for the morning, because I work the graveyard shift. When most of y'all are asleep, I'm woke, serving my country, saving lives. You know what I'm saying?
Wonderful.
So, I got to do it around another schedule. So what we're going to do, Sister Taraji, we're going to keep things moving because I promised the poets that I would bring them in the order that I gave. And we're going to bring large cup of coffee. We have a large cup of coffee coming up next by the name of the crazy poet. His name, he got all kind of names now. But we call him and we know him as Word Warrior. We're going to talk to him shortly. We have Sidani on the line. We have my brother. I can't wait to get to him. The truth is better. Jules is in the house. We have mother of six in the house who just, I'll save the information for y'all for when she comes up in here. But she has some breaking news in here. We have Kimbrella Renee in the house, y'all. Hallelujah. We have Kimbrella Renee in the house. Hallelujah. We have the great Master Poet S.Y.A. up in here, y'all. Can you dig it? We have a wonderful portress. Phenomenal. Poetry dancer, y'all. Wow. Can't wait to get to her. Can't wait to get to her. So let's keep it moving, y'all. Let's open this mic to and for the one and only Word Warrior. Let's have it. Word Warrior, welcome to the program.
Good evening, Queen. How y'all feeling this evening?
Good evening.
How's it going, my brother?
Man, I am just tremendously blessed and supernaturally favored.
Well, that's what's up.
Talk about it. Supernaturally favored. Talk about it. Talk about it. You know what? Word Warrior, you're a busy brother, man. Besides all those features and the mics that you hit during the week, your own program, your own show over there at DSR Fire Inc. with Kane Spade. Man, you're a busy brother. You and your sister, Anointed Thoughts, man. I don't know how y'all keep up with the energy, you know.
It's only from God. It's God-given, so it's only from him. Without him, we are nothing.
All right. That's what I'm talking about, man. So you enjoying your post-holiday weekend?
Yes, yes. Hate to see it come to an end.
I'm telling you, man. So that's a beautiful thing, man. You guys are so uplifting and so full of energy. It's just exciting. I'm excited to have you here on this mic, man. I'm looking forward to what you're going to bless us with. Are you ready to do that at this time, or do you have an announcement you would like to make before you get in?
Well, I did it earlier, and I want to say it again. Much love and condolences to my sister, Sadani, and the loss of her mom. You know, it's a sad thing when we lose somebody. And actually, this piece I'm going to do, I'm going to dedicate it to her. And this piece is called All You Need.
All right, man. That's a beautiful thing, man. So I'm going to just say to you, my brother, that the mic is yours.
If you need a friend, he's all you need. If you need instruction, open his word and read. If you need guidance, he is the light. If you need understanding, he'll get you right. If you're lacking love, he's there for you. Because of his grace, you'll make it through. If you need motivation, as we usually do, he'll uplift your spirits. I thought you knew. If you need a doctor and you're below the weather, just call on the Lord. He'll get you together. If you need an attorney in your court case, invite his presence and he won't be late. Whatever you ask, it will be given to you. Blessings overflowing through and through. If whatever you need, just send up the prayer. Believe it or not, it's already there. If you need a spouse and you're sincere at heart, he'll send you someone and you'll never part. If you need finance for any situation, just trust and believe, and you'll realize he is the greatest. Times of duress, what do I do? Times of trouble, can I make it through? I might be homeless. Where am I going to go? God is all you need. I want you to know. In peace, Word Warrior. Much love, Sadani.
Much love, man. That just was so touching, man. Man, Sister Taraji.
Yeah, that was a very inspirationally touching piece. I'm glad that you put that message out there that he's all you need. You know, just put your trust in God and everything will be all right, even though it might look crazy at the moment. And that's a great message.
Yes, yes, yes. And we appreciate you, man. We appreciate you, man. I'm quite sure Sidani loves that piece, and I will hear from her shortly, man. But thank you, man, for always lifting up, man. For always lifting up, man. For always lifting up, man. You feel me, man? We need you in this thing, man. We talk about rising. We talk about those things, you know, and you rising, man. You've been on a set for about 5 months, 6 months, and you're doing some miraculous things in the name of poetry, man. Keep lifting that pen up, my brother. We got mad love for you right here at the factory. You feel me? You feel me? Hey, so I just want to thank you, man. You want to tell the people about your show?
Every Thursday, well spoken on TalkShoe.com. I am the host, Word Warrior, along with my sister, Anointed Thought. Every Thursday evening, 8 p.m. Eastern to 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central to 9 p.m. Central. That's on TalkShoe.com, and that ID is 132649. Every Thursday evening, come on, check us out. We growing like crazy. I have to keep it for real. The calls coming in so hard, for real. I can't even handle the calls no more. I'm talking about, I started off, I'm going to give 50 to 60 calls. It's amazing.
I seen you over there, man. I seen you over there, and I appreciate you for slipping me in there from the back door. That was pretty cool. Because y'all busy over there, man. Word warrior, man. We love you over here, man. Thanks for taking your socks off and coming up in here today, all right?
Yeah, much love to Epiphany Radio.
Much love.
Thank you,
too.
My brother. Thank you.
All right, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, you just heard from, we hear you, brother. We hear you. You just heard from Eddie Felton, known as Word Warrior, y'all.
If you were my rib, would I take you to work or the park? Would I fall asleep in front of the TV with you or read you love sonnets before bed? If you were my rib, would I sleep with you in an unmade bed? Or make the bed with fresh sheets every night? Would I never take a holiday or fill your passport with stamps every year? If you were my rib, would I drink away the overtime or pour myself into our kids? If you were my rib, would you read romance novels longingly? Or would we be writing our own bestseller together? If you were my rib, this poem would never end. If you were my rib.
That's right. Right here at Epiphany Radio, the Inspiration Factory. Y'all send us y'all tracks and we'll have them played during the course of the show. We have several shows during the course of the week. And we will put your tracks out there. We support poetry. That was Neville Hyatt, my brother from Elks, Australia. So we're going to come to the, we're going to bring to the podium my little sister, Sidani.
Hi, guys.
Sidani, welcome to the program, love.
Thank you.
Hi, my sister. How you doing?
Hi, Taraji. How are you?
I'm good.
I got your call yesterday after I got my phone back. I do apologize. Yesterday was just really, really, you know, it just was one of those days.
I just wanted you to know that I'm here. That's it.
I love you, and I want you to know that. Thank you, and thanks for the calls, you know, from everyone who has been calling me and inboxing me and, you know, checking on me, posting on my wall. I really appreciate it, you know. I really appreciate it. And also to Word Warrior. Also to Word Warrior, that was a very uplifting piece that you read, Word Warrior, and thank you so much for that. I appreciate it.
Hey, he hears you. He hears you. And I thank him for that. And, you know, I hope it has given you some sort of comfort, you know, because we all have your back, girl. We are there for you. It's not much you can say to someone, like he said earlier to you, when they have lost someone, you know, so near and dear to our hearts. But if you can find comfort in knowing that we love you and we have your back during this time of sadness, sorrow, if you can find some comfort in that, then, you know, what we do is not for want. So we love you. We have mad love for you. We love Mom. And this happens to be Mom's birthday. I'm going to say to Mom, because I know Mom's still listening. Baby, baby, you know.
Birthday.
Will the poet loves you more than Sister Taraji? That's all we need to know. Always told Mom that I loved her more.
She used to laugh so much when For Real said that.
So Mom, you hearing us? We love you. We still celebrate you. We know you are there, and you live within this young lady right here. So yeah. You gonna hold your head up, baby love. I'm gonna be right there to hold that chin up for you. If your head get too heavy, I'm right there for you. You got me. So I'm gonna let you express yourself right now, girl. Are you ready to do so?
Yeah.
So, darling.
Okay. I'm here.
The mic is yours.
Oh,
the mic is yours.
I was born by the river in a little tent. Oh, and just like the river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie, then I go downtown, but somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Listen now. Then I go to my brother, and I say, brother, won't you help me please? But it winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Well, it's been tough that I thought I could last so long, but now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. And it's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die, 'cause I don't know what's up there beyond that big old sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Said it's been a long time coming, but I know change
Beautiful, beautiful piece. I love that song. It's like one of my favorites. And you just put it down so beautifully.
Just, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much for being able to just deliver that with such power. I appreciate it. For real?
Yes, yes, yes. And I like the way she, you know, she always put that Sidani flavor
yes.
on her pieces and them songs. I was kind of jealous, you know, because I got a piece where I sing that song, but I don't do that much justice. I might have to put that poem, you know, I'm going to have to put that poem under a rock somewhere after that.
I mean, I got a piece, too, where I sing the song, but I love that.
Yeah, she did a thing. She did a thing. So thank you, little sister. And I just want to encourage you to keep your head up, you know. There's a purpose for you here. Mom planted the seeds in you long ago. So there's some things that you still must do here. I'm so glad to have you in my circle and know that I'm going to help you in any kind of way that I can, too. To assist you in doing just that. All right?
Well, I appreciate you guys. I just want to say something, like, really quick. You know, you have been a little bit difficult, you know. You had those times where you... I was really, really close to my mother, and she was my baby. And, it's really, really hard. You know, you never know what people mean when they say how painful things or situations are until you're in those same situations. And this has really proven to be bigger than anything. You know, I've had my heart broken before, but it's still, you know, it feels like a ant bite compared to this whole ordeal. I have moments like right now where I kind of feel numb to tears, and then I have moments where I think about her and the fact that I will never feel her skin again, the fact that I will never kiss her cheek. I used to do this thing all the time. She hated it. I would kiss her cheek and I would blow into them because they were so fluffy and big. And she said, girl, stop, stop, stop. And I would just keep doing it. She hated that. But I loved her cheek. I loved her face. And she was the most beautiful woman in the world to me. And, you know, it's things like that that I'm going to miss. You know, there are times where if I didn't give her time, you know, I would sit down by her for a second and then say, all right, Mom, I'm going to go do this. And she'll pull my arm down and say, you're not going nowhere. You can do that later. We talking right now. You know, it's things like that I'm going to miss. My mother loved me so much, and I know it. And that's a beautiful feeling. When you know that your mother loves you, or you know your father loves you without a shadow of a doubt, you know, I've been blessed to have a mother who sacrificed everything for me.
Mm.
And I just want to pay her homage. And she taught me what it meant to love God and to love thy neighbor, you know, even when they have done something to you. She taught me how to be a woman and how to pay bills and tithes and you know, be someone worth marrying and taking home to mama. She taught me to be the woman that I am, and I just really appreciate her today for that.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
I just wanted to say that.
We appreciate that.
Wonderful.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, darling. Well, little sis, you sit back and you enjoy the rest. know, I got mad love for you. I could talk to you all day and all night. And, you know, but know this, if this offers any comfort like this here, God has blessed Sister Taraji with some very, very fluffy cheeks. And he brought you to us. He brought you to us for a reason. So it doesn't have to end there, darling. When you see Taraji, you clamp onto those things and you just blow.
You know what? It would be an honor for her to do that. That's wonderful.
Right. There you go. And I'm going to jump on the other side and we're going to walk in like big one.
Oh,
all right, Sister Sadani. Sister Sadani.
Love you.
All right, darling. Love you, baby. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you just heard from Sadani Monier, host of Love by Candlelight on Thursdays at 10. I think I gave the right time. My little sister, I love her way, way more than Sister Taraji.
Oh, my goodness. Donnie, I know you can hear me. That's okay. We'll talk about it in the back.
Okay, coming next, y'all, to the mic. My brother, I've been waiting to hear him. The
yes.
one and only, the truth is better, Jules, y'all. Let's have it. Jules, what's up, my brother? Hey, brother, what's up, family?
Raji.
What's going on?
Oh man, it's well, the sister before me just took me on another level, because yesterday I was working on a piece in my head with that Sam Cooke song.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a confirmation. I was working on a piece in my head. Like, I don't sing, like, I can't sing, but I do be singing, like, people, you know, I be singing on the low. So I was working on, you know, so she kind of like gave me information, and shout out to her. It seemed like right now a lot of people is going through hard times with losing people. You know what I mean? Like, I can count on, like, I don't even know her personally, but it's like almost a handful. Like, I know a couple people that lost a couple people just in the last 2 months. My grandmother in the hospital, you know, it's like, it was kind of like, we got to celebrate the moments. Like, she was smiling about the moments she had. We got to celebrate
yes.
the moments. You know what I mean?
Yes, you do.
So, you know, other than that, I'm good.
Yeah. Hey, Jules, I'm going to just say this to you too, my brother. You can also grab a hold of Sister Taraji's cheeks, man. You know, there's room for everybody there.
I like how you put it on the spot. Like, you know, where was you at, Taraji, early in the show? Where was you? We was looking for you. No, I'm just
yeah, we were.
As For Real has done, he put my dirty laundry out in the street. I was at the laundry
minute. Yeah, it's all love, though. You know, I like how you do it, you know?
And, you know,
hey, she has clean socks, man. Ain't no better way to go into the week with a brand new, fresh pair of clean socks, and you can just smell the scent of that bleach just a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sometimes you gotta put your working socks and separate them with your go out socks.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Oh, we got laundry tips going on. Hey, I never did that before, man. I might look into doing that.
Yeah, that's how I do it now, because, you know, I don't want to mix the good ones up with the work.
I got you. That's what's up. Y'all heard that right here on Epiphany Radio at the Inspiration Factory. The truth is better, Jules. He wants y'all to separate those socks, those working socks, from the going out party socks, y'all. Don't mess them up. We're going to follow your instructions, brother. But at this time, my brother, I'm going to clear my throat. You know, before I clear my throat, I want you to give the people a little bit about the fest and your experience at the fest, man. What was it to you? How was it, brother?
I mean, it was beautiful, man. Like, you know, I've been trying to get there for years, so finally being able to get there, and have a good time. Like, it was love. Like, I've never really been in an environment like that where, you know, I was open that long, you know what I mean? Like for 3 days, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, oh, my goodness.
Be open the way I was as far as being comfortable around the people and the people I've been talking to for years, it was a blessing. Like, you know, so I'm looking forward to next year, you know. And it was explainable because I was, like I said, I was open to being comfortable around those that I've been building with for years, basically. You know, so.
Right.
That was a beautiful thing.
That's beautiful, man. Getting to put a face to the voice, to those voices, that's got to be a beautiful thing.
Exactly. You know, so next year, I know it's going to be 3 times bigger.
That's right. That's right, man. And you get to see for real the poet and Sister Taraji and everybody else next year, man. So thank you for that, man. And at this time, I'm simply going to say to you that, my brother, the truth is better. Jules, the mic is yours.
I got this piece. It's called Self-Conviction. I ain't finished it, but, you know, I just felt like I want to spit it. You know, I'm working on it. I often blink as if I'm conflicted, because facing face to face with conflict forces me truthfully to face my convictions. I've been self-convicted deeper than my spiritual convictions, so in my physical being it always feels as if I'm being convicted repeatedly for a crime that I paid my time for. In a society where the judicial rehabilitation is overrated, but at being at the wrong place at the wrong time. Just like a lot of people I've seen. Despite the realization that change will come as overcoming the next obstacle is completely based on each step I take. Hoping I take each breath wisely to remain safe from first to second to third base, praying I make it home to once again feed my family. Yet after joy comes in the morning, I'm still a walking conviction. And some may require heavy prescriptions, but no, not me. I just draw pictures on walls like an innocent, convicted felon, unable to escape the jungle, but able to distinctively prove that the evidence that led to an unlawful conviction doesn't tie them to the murder scene like Mumia. Like warriors with no other choice but to fire back like Idi Amin, there is no saving a brother like me. Casting my silent prayers and my deepest cares into the ocean, knowing I will not stumble across a sacred letter shipped in a bottle by the sea. This world has no plans of us ever being free, so what may seem insane to you is where I often find deeper love for insanity. Within my convictions, I look back on my yesterdays and begin to shake my head from the pain, and symbolically I'm drinking my tears as I wipe them off my face, because the reality embedded in the hurt and lessons is never too hard to swallow, so I enjoy every bite. I savor the flavor with every taste. Feed me blood like Seymour, because everything else would be featherweight. And mama didn't raise no chickens nor turkeys, as I always wondered why she turned her nose up about certain aspects of religion. I didn't fully understand until years later after my studies on what it meant to be a Christian, but for me, I could never grasp the bridge that connects Afro-American between what it takes to be okay with Euro traditions and paganisms. So from that moment on, I vowed in my heart from my soul going back from which I came that I would no longer look at a single holiday the same, but staring into my eyes, you will see I'm constantly living every day as a living witness that every day is Thanksgiving. So now do you get a better understanding why I praise as I eat off the plate of my convictions? The raw viciousness is the food for my thoughts that fuel my consciousness. It is my rock. When I see the value of turning nothing into something in a country where thousands of government employees' incomes are larger than the hard-working citizens, gaining all that revenue sitting from simply doing nothing, while racism will always be one ingredient into capitalism. Yet a racist is just the suffix to race, like science is to a scientist. So for the real definition of democracy, the price
over each head equals living after death. Standing firm on the many reasons why I found everlasting life within my convictions. I count each second within a minute. I smile at each hour within a day. I will be a rebel until I die, and you can blame Willie Lynch and all his henchmen for making me this way, because if I had to deal with my responsibility and the consequences for my selfish decision, what makes them any different? What makes the George Bush administration exempt from questions on 9/11, knowing they have political ties and economic trades to Osama bin Laden? But we've been blinded, so we need to be reminded that we're at the top of the mountain, and the war has changed a few lanes from actual skin color and race to the war against the rich and the poor. But the ultimate final battle is love versus hate, and it's extremely challenging for me to love my brother when I've been taught to hate myself. I've been taught that there is nothing left because I didn't have that blessing, but I will always find it before life is over. So it always feels like my presence is walking on air because I'm not supposed to be here. In peace. I mean, I ain't finished, but you know, that's what I
said. Hey, my brother, man. Well, I'll tell you what, man. You gave us definitely enough. I could go for some more, man. But you know what?
Man.
You said so much in that. You said so much in that piece, man. The ultimate war between love and hate. How we've been taught to hate each other. You know what I'm saying? When in fact we should be our brother's keeper, our sister's keeper. You know, so it's pieces like this, and like I said earlier, about the poets rising up, moving out that box, y'all. They ain't going to hold us down. They're not going to do to us what they did to rap. No, they're not. Not as long as we got a brother by the name of The Truth Is Better, Jules, speaking it and letting that pen move it. And that's what I'm talking about, Jules. You keep stuff like that coming, man. You know what, man? Woo! We got to get you back on here and let you do that whole piece.
Yeah, man.
Okay?
I'm going to finish it today. You know what I mean? I got plans to finish it right now. You know?
Okay. Oh, you just wrote that piece? If I'm led to believe that, man, you just wrote that piece then?
Nah, I didn't. Actually, I had that in a cut a little bit. Actually, Francine, you know, she inspired me to write that because she always remind me how I write from my convictions, so I felt the need to, like, self-conviction piece.
Yeah.
So she had heard it. I told her I wrote it. She inspired me to write it. But I ain't hear it.
Okay,
I ain't
brother.
Yet.
Well, you know what,
it.
Brother? Well, let me tell you something, man. You did her proud, man. I'm going to reach out to you behind the scenes. Got something I want to talk to you about. We're going to help you do something, man. We're going to get that on track. You hear what I'm saying?
Yep.
So listen out for your brother for real, man. I got you. You hear me?
Yep.
That's deserving of some track stuff right there.
That needs to be on wax for real.
Definitely.
Yeah, we're going to make that happen.
I got something in the works hopefully next year. Lord, you know, Most High spirit life for us all, you know. I ain't going to say next year, but you know, I got some things in the works, and I'm just looking forward to building it with everybody.
Okay. All right, well, look, man, like I told you, man, we're going to help you out with whatever it is you got to do. Let me just calm myself down, because you just moved me with that piece. But just know this, man, like I said, you put that down, man. We got much love for you over here at the new building. We had it for you at the old building, but we got mad love for you right here at Epiphany Radio, man, and I'll be in touch with you. You hear me?
Definitely. Much love back to y'all. You know I'm enjoying the show.
Hey, thank you, brother. We're going to sit you back there with William Washington, man, but watch out for him. He got his teeth back, I think, so I think he's biting. So be careful.
Bro, right there. Racing. You know?
All right, Truth, thanks a lot, man. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all just heard from The Truth Is Better, Jules. I told y'all. What was going to come. So check it out, y'all. We're going to take a slight pause. Coming back from that slight pause, we got Mother of Six, Kim, Brother, SYA, and Poetry Dancer in that order, y'all. And we're going to just go right on in right after this. And we'll
be back with more from the Inspiration Factor. In just a minute, we'll be back with the Inspiration Factor.
All right, we are back. Hello? Well, we are back, and I want to say thank you to everyone who is on the line. I know I'm a Johnny come lately because As For Real has aired my dirty laundry. That's where I was at the laundry.
Yes, yes. That's right. Doing those socks up. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Woo! So look, I just
had
wanted
to get my socks together.
I hope they are. You know, I was going to use the term funky fresh, but I hope they are fresh as the morning dew. You deserve some fresh socks, darling. Baby, baby. So what we're going to do, girl, we're going to keep things flowing, Sister Tarachi.
Wonderful.
I love I love seeing your name, Sister Tarachi. Very, very. I just want to holler at a few other people that's on this line. All right, because some people snuck in here while I was unnoticed. We have Cherry Bomb, Rosalind Cherry in the house. That's right. We have Yvonne in the house, who I love way more than Sister Tarachi. Sister Tarachi, she says she loves you. She says she loves you.
Love her more than you do.
We're going to find out pretty soon the most love.
I love Cherry Bomb way more than you do.
Oh, I'm not even going to argue with you because Rosalind Cherry, she knows. Kaboom. Fried chicken everywhere. She know. So we're going to keep this love fest going, y'all. We're going to open up the mic. Once again, this order is like this, and I can't wait to hear each and every individual. We have Mother of Six, and then we have Kimbrella Renee, host of Keeping It Real in the Inspiration Hour. Then we have SYA, Kingdom Inc. in the house, and then we have the one and only, the phenomenal, the fantastic, the beautiful, the lovely, Poetry Dancer. All right, so let's bring Mother of Six, or I like the way Man of Steel says it, Mother of Six. Welcome to the show.
Yeah,
Almost messed up, girl. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Wonderful. How you doing?
I'm
great. I'm happy. I'm happy to be on your show because I'll be busy.
You sure do, darling. She called in early too, yo. So I'm glad to have you, girl. And she was telling me, you know, I wanted to make the announcement, but I said I'm gonna wait till you get on the mic to tell everybody.
No, for real, you can do it. I like how you announce things. So you know. Yeah, you go ahead.
Okay.
You put me out.
Well, Mother of Six has finally hit that open mic scene, y'all. She has had her first open mic at a venue this past week, and she's informed me that she was ecstatic about the scene. Give us your feeling on that, Mother.
Man, my first piece I did, I was so nervous. I'm like, okay, I'm just imagining I'm just on my show and they just can't see me. But that didn't work. But by my second piece, I was on the roll. Plus, I had my right-hand man with me the whole time because Dre the Doctor was definitely sitting right there by my side the whole time. So I had fun. I caught the fever, though. I caught the fever, right? Because I wrote another piece that I wanted to do Friday at La Rosa Jazz Cafe at the 5500 block of Germantown Avenue, right? But they never acknowledged that they were canceling. They had something scheduled. No one knew it was for the 4th, had a date for the 4th, but they never, you know, put the day we're going to cancel it. But that was canceled. But I got some things going on that I'm getting ready to hit this week. So, you know, that's what it is.
You know, you got to post it up. I saw when you went to your first open mic. I was so happy for you.
Yes, sister. How are you? I miss you.
I know. I've been in the broom closet, and I've been performing a lot myself. So it's just like. And...
Oh, I know. I seen the video, my sister. I seen you. And you know what? I'm sorry. I love your pieces, but I'm with For Real. Those are some pretty fluffy cheeks that you have going on with yourself.
Oh, man. Yes. But you know, I've been trying to keep up. It's so hard for me to keep up these days, you know.
You don't have to explain it to me because I'm in the same boat. That's why I've been missing you guys' show. I've been trying. And I did finally make it over to Word Warrior and Anointed Thoughts show because actually the piece I'm getting ready to do for you guys was the piece I would have wrote Thursday to do on Friday, but I actually debuted it on Word Warrior and Anointed Thoughts show on Thursday night. Yeah. So, you know, I'm not going to keep you guys. I'm not going to hold up your line. But before I start this piece, I definitely would like to send, you know, my prayers, my love, and my well wishes to Sidonia. I hope, you know, I was so sad to hear that. So, I definitely want to send some love her way from me. And then I'm just going to this piece. This piece is I actually have a whole skit to this piece. So when I do this piece, at certain points, when I say what I'm doing, I'm actually doing it in this skit. So this is why I was so excited to actually do this piece. I even went dressed for my skit. But
oh,
this
wow.
piece is called, yeah, this piece is called The Reconstruction of a Broken Woman.
Oh, wow.
And it goes, oh, thank you. It goes, if you are wondering how I became this shell of an empty woman standing here before you, don't. Because I'm going to personally give you some insight about the struggles in my life. You see, at one point, I had a vibrant personality with the inner and outer beauty until I had unknowingly accepted the proposal to be some abusive man's wife. And not only did being this man's wife mean my lifelong dream, but he also managed to find a way to own my self-esteem. In these rags of clothing that I'm wearing, he selected my wardrobe, saying that he is going to make sure that I am very unappealing to any man's eye. And it's a shame that the only thing in our marriage that makes him happy is when I show him my weakness and he knows that I am about to cry. And please do not think for one moment that I do not see your stares and hear people whispering as they are wondering what in the hell has happened to me. But under these bandages that I have been wearing for weeks is the healing process and the unknown outcome from my 72-hour facial reconstruction surgery. And this hair hat that I am wearing, oh, yeah, it also has a story to share. Because although it's a well-selected accessory to my outfit, it is really concealing all the missing patches from when that evil man pulled out all of my hair. Until him, I was accommodating and submissive in every way. You can say that I was almost the perfect woman. So his mistreatment of me could not understand. And no matter what mood he was in, his conversations were always the same because he would mainly conversate with his right in his left hand. Then the shit really hit the fan when he came home and realized that where my belongings were, it is now an empty space. And in little time and with no effort at all, he located me and smashed every single bone in my once beautiful face. And now, during these few weeks of my physical and mental healing, I had come to accept that his evil skin I must shed. So I made my way to my favorite clothing store, and I hooked up with my former stylist so she could perform a much-needed miracle on my botched-up head. And now I'm taking two steps forward in order to reclaim my self-esteem by completing the much-needed credits to get my bachelor's degree. And now today, all of my bandages are coming off, and now you all can see the real me. And that's that piece by Mother of Six.
Wow, that was wonderful. Hey, sis, what was the name of that piece again? Give us that name again.
This piece is called The Reconstruction of a Broken Woman. And actually, in this skit, right, because I have like a couple of nice little sexy little dresses, and I have a couple of dresses that I would throw on and somebody would be like, oh, my God, she really is somebody's grandmother. But during the skit that I do, when I say I made my way to my favorite clothing store, I said that first dress I have on, and bam, I got on one of my little sexy hookups on, you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. also, my face is covered, and my head is covered. So when I say I made it, you know, I hooked up with my stylist, I take off the covering. My hair is tight. It's my hair. And at the end, when I say I remove my bandages, I take off my face covering. And that's when I'm saying you're now seeing the real me. So it's a skit.
I love it.
Thank you. So as soon as I'm planning on doing it, I was trying to do it Friday for that first, that was going to be my second open mic, but my first real skit. So hopefully I get to do it this week, and when I do, I'm definitely going to have somebody record it for me so I can post it on my page, post it on my event page, you know.
Yeah.
All right, Mother. You know we want to see that and share that. So I'm looking forward to that, darling.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
I loved it. I loved it. I loved it. You know, I'm going to see you live pretty soon, pretty well anyway. So, you know what I mean? We're going to do this.
Oh, yeah.
Did you tell everybody about your show? Did you tell everybody about Poetry After Six?
Well, actually, no, but thanks for bringing it up. Well, I do, you know, as you said, I have a show. It's called Poetry After Six, and that airs on Tuesdays and Saturdays with Dre the Doctor between 8 and 10 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. I have a new call-in number. It is actually 713-955-0328. And also on Wednesdays, we have a more conscious platform that is actually called Fighting Gravity. And Dre the Doctor has that show with his host, Ray, The Undeniable Truth. So, you know, for people that wants to hear some real, real serious, serious talking, that is where you need to go on Wednesday nights. And on Tuesdays, for anyone who has not come on Tuesdays, I have a game called Poetry Pen Tag, which is fun, and it's a fast-paced game, so you guys definitely, you know, have to come on Tuesdays and check us out.
That's what's up, y'all. And I've been there, and it is an enjoyable game. And Wednesday, Dre goes in. Y'all don't want to miss that. Dre goes in. If y'all, those of y'all that know Dre, I'm trying to tell you, Dre goes in. It can be funny, but it's mostly serious. You know, and Dre don't cut no corners. He keeps it real.
Yes. And I'm on about my seventh chapter of my book, which is about me, okay? And my book is actually called Being Mother of Six, Life Ain't No Crystal Stairs. It talks about me from, you know, when I hit the scene to where I'm at now in my life. And after each chapter, I do incorporate a piece that actually coincides with that chapter of my life. So I'm working on that as well.
All right. You make sure you put that information in the event page, darling.
I will do, baby.
All right. Well, Mother of Six, we're going to sit you back there with The Truth Is Better, Jules, Sadani, and William Washington, girl. Enjoy your piece, darling. I love you.
Thank you. Love both of you guys. Thank you.
Love you, darling. One love. You just heard from Mother of Six, y'all.
Yes.
CEO, the CEO of Poetry After Six Network. Ha-ha. I got that out. So we're going to keep things flowing, y'all. We got Kimbrella coming up, SYA and Poetry Dancer. Let's open up the mic. Miss Renee, welcome to the show.
Hello. Good evening, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
What's going on? Hello, Kimbrella. How are you, dear?
Hey,
Kimbrella.
Hey. I'm listening to the show and just getting inspired. Everybody that's come through has definitely had something that I needed to hear. So shout out to everybody. My condolences to Donnie. I know all too well what she's dealing with. And I just want to be there for her as a friend, as a team member. And shout out to y'all, too, because I tell y'all all the time, for real, that y'all are like big brothers and sisters to me, and I really appreciate how you've been with me and just sticking there by me through this last year of all the craziness that's been going on.
Yes. Thank you. And you know we can say the same thing about you, girls. It's just, you know, a blessing having you. I, of course, love you way more than Taraji could ever imagine. You know that. You know it. Everybody knows the truth. And but it works both ways. You've been there many times for your brother. And that's what we need to surround ourselves with, people in this circle, you know, that's going to lift you up, you know. And you're not going to get a yes, sir person out of here. You're not, you know, not going, you know, you're not going to hear what you might be looking for. You might be going to hear what you need to hear. And, you know, so that's what we do. So, and everybody's welcome to join that circle. And most people that are on this line are a part of that. So that's what I'm talking about, poetry, y'all. This one big family. So, sis, we love you. We love you. That's right. So I know that you're anxious to express yourself, and I think, and I have a feeling that you need to express yourself, and that's what Kimbrella can only do. So, go ahead. What you say?
Yeah, no, I was just saying it's definitely a need. That's one thing I want to say to everybody. Anybody that knows anything about me, when I do share my poetry, I love the fact that a lot of people connect to it. But a lot of times it's for me to get through whatever it is I need to get through. So I definitely appreciate and love everybody that loves what I do, but sometimes I just need to do it for me, just like you just said.
That's right. So, sis, I'm going to just simply say to you that the mic is yours.
All right. This piece is called Lately. Lately, everywhere I go, I hear those whispers that shiver my flesh and puts the wetness from my tear ducts. This world feels like quicksand, and I feel like waving my hand to surrender. See, I can't remember the lyrics to my own song, so I'm standing here in front of all of y'all, praying for your memories playback to put back the pieces of my spine so I can stand long enough to receive the rays of righteousness where the sun no longer stings my eyes. Please, don't be shocked or surprised. Just be understanding. Because judgment ain't something my spirit can deal with right now. Love is showing me unfamiliar faces, and my heart feels like an uncontrolled intersection. I'm running red lights trying to beat this traffic of reckless emotions before they collide upon these Texas highways, leaving my New Jersey drive behind. See, this 9-to-5 got me stressing, pressing upon me like olives for oil, and I'm left with the dryness that chased my financial state when the bills start rubbing together, causing this friction that sparks hellfire and sends up smoke signals until everyone under the sky stops, looks, and listens. Distance invades the space between me and my purpose, and when I lay down to sleep, I hear the pace of failure's feet speed up, and I get nervous. See, I know we all go through it, but lately I've been stuck. My limbs are rejecting movement, and my engine needs a jump, so I'm praying somebody has the cable. See, I trust God. But sometimes I need to hear him speak through the audible voice of a spiritual neighbor that will save me from losing this internal war, because I'm in that boxing ring, ducking the left hooks, uppercuts, and right swings of my own image. Confusion is blooming like flowers in a garden of worry and fear, pushing the wetness of my tear ducts down my cheeks until positivity disappears and my voice seems to be mute. Can you hear my uncertainty? Because right now I'm not so sure of me. And see, I don't need your pity stares, your fair weather friendship, your scowls, or your growls. What I need right now is prayer. Because lately, everything seems like a big question mark, except this beating in my heart. In peace.
What?
That is, oh, my God.
Yes. That sister, that was Kimbella Renee, y'all.
Yeah.
You know, Kimbella, you. Taraji, I got to pass the mic. I got to pass the mic, y'all. You know I love you, girl, way more than Taraji. I have no critique. I have none of those things to say.
just
you just took your socks off. Thank you, love.
Indeed. You better speak fire. That was such a true piece, you know. Even just the title of it, Lately, just looking around and giving a true depiction of what's going on, it's just like, oh my God, you know, the stress, the job, the life, just, yes. Yeah, just, you know what it is? It gets to be, sometimes, you know, we all go through it. We have our strong moments, and then we have our moments where we're a little bit more vulnerable, and this is one of my vulnerable points in my life. And, you know, some people are not really used to it with me, and they don't know how to handle it because they come to me and they depend on me to be that pillar of strength. But sometimes I just need them to know I need to pull from you as well. I'm not always able to take everybody else's stuff and be this big beam of light that everybody's so used to seeing. Sometimes I have my moments where I need, oh.
Yes.
Yeah, I need it. And I need people to realize that. And some people forget it. But well, I see that's the
case. Well, sis, as I say all the time, you know, I'm here. We are here for you. All of us are. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
You know, like we always talk about, don't let yourself get segregated and separated from your power line. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yep. You're absolutely right. Absolutely right.
That's right. That's right. There'll be no isolation here. No isolations here. We don't want you to get isolated and things escalate up in your head. Sister, just know this, out of everything else, I don't care what they didn't tell you or what Taraji just said. Remember that for real, the poet loves you more than Sister Taraji. a cheek also. Grab a hold, darling. Grab a hold.
Yeah,
we celebrate the face of Sister. We celebrate the face of Sister Taraji today. Yes.
Oh, he is a mess.
Ripe and plump. So just grab a whole pole. So, Sister, I'm glad to hear some laughter from you. You know that we love you. For those that don't know, Kimberly Renee is also a host here at the Inspiration Factory. And you never know, even for those who put inspiration out there that aim to inspire, we need that inspiration as well. You never know when someone is down and an encouraging word may just, you know, that spark you back. You know, so inspire. Let's inspire one another, y'all. Just because we're on the other side of the microphone, it don't mean nothing. We need to be inspired, each and every one of us. So thank you, little sis. You feel me?
Absolutely. Thank y'all. Like I said, thank y'all always. I love y'all. I love the entire family, and I love what we do, and I felt the need to call into that, and I'm so glad I did. And we're glad
to
be here,
too. All right, so we look forward to seeing you back behind here because I don't like the way Sister Taraji is decorating. She's taking up all the space, and your space is like, you got a corner of that desk.
You
ain't
know
messing
what?
With my stuff, but she all over your area.
He's just mad because I moved the spam out the way.
Oh, that's what that was? Okay.
Yeah.
It wasn't mine. That was Kimbella spam. I keep mine in the vault. So, sis, you get yourself together. Wash your socks. Don't put them together. Separate the socks, the work socks, from the going out socks. You heard, Jules. You heard them. So, darling, we're going to put you back there. We're gonna bring SYA to the forefront. Sister, we love you.
Yes. I love you, too.
All right, darling. Ladies and gentlemen, you just heard from the one and only Kimbrella Renee, affectionately known around here as Kimberly. Thank you, Kimberly. All right. You notice I said that after she got off the mic. You know, that's how you do this. I'm professional at what I do. I know when to do that. So we're going to bring to the podium S-Y-A. What's going on, brother?
Y'all.
Welcome to the show. Oh man, you know we
love,
you,
y'all.
And I love you more than
I don't appreciate how you doing me. I really don't.
Me?
Sister yeah,
Taraji,
both of y'all.
What you do to him?
First of all, you put me behind an emotional Kimbrella. Not the fact that she just beats at what she does, but she's just emotional on top of that. And then you get me into my emotions, and then you got Sadani making me cry, and I'm just like, I don't know what to do because, like, I got this piece, but then there's an emotional and inspirational as other people, and then y'all got me all in my emotions, so I don't even want to do my piece, but I know y'all would have been like, S.Y.A. put his hands down, and then Kimbrella would have talked about me, so I can't have that. So I'm going to do my piece anyway.
I mean, not only can Kimbrella talk about you, but of course, you know, your sister,
sister's going to talk about me, too, because I can put on Facebook, I wrote a poem just for the Inspiration Factory. But it's a little different, but, you know, this is what I do. So, that being said, all my foolishness aside, much love to everybody on this mic, especially, you know, Sadani the Songbird. I love the pieces and back together again. I love everybody else the pieces and back together again.
Yes.
And yes. Definitely, man, I definitely feel everything y'all say. And of course, me being me, this is going to be on a different tone, but hopefully y'all can still take something from it. All right, so whenever y'all ready.
Well, brother, let me say to you, man, like I say to everyone else, man, you get to express yourself here each and every Sunday, and you do a magnificent job of it, my brother. So
yeah,
don't even go there, man. You know, master poet. So I'm just going to clear my throat, my brother, and simply say to you that the mic is yours.
All right. I go by the name of SYA for anybody that's not familiar, a.k.a. Cy, bring a breath of fresh air to polluted minds. And I'm going to call this one Back to the Future. Has a little theme in it, if y'all are familiar with the movie. So here we go. See, it's not the tree of revelations. Yet as I touch each branch, I give in to temptation's curiosity. It got the best of me. Gravity kicked me out the garden of its beauty, falling. Now I'm hit by love cruising like Cupid, which led me to you. No thoughts of love. Guessing you could say I was trying to be a Mac, trying to be fly, but the A game I lacked. So you can just call me McFly. As I think back on the past, nothing I would change as I cruise back to the future, because without you, this beauty, love would disappear from the picture. See, you thought I was a cutie, pretty cute. Said I was a PC, but see, it's hard for me at times to compute my thoughts, trying to figure out how I want to explain this love. See, my heart and mind and disputes on who surrendered first, just to claim I told you so. See, your roots from your hair, from the soul to your toes, are beautiful. Heavenly, you are measured the same way, which is not hard to observe. See, love, you are the priceless treasure in Proverbs. See, your soft words turn away foolish tempers and its wrath. Sweet ways can make a lion purr. I like the way I feel. See, for you, I'd go to war like Troy. And with faith, you would build with me. And only out of faith, you would build with me, and solely on faith and love, you would build with me an ark with no questions, reminding me that love and faith will keep us afloat through hard times, along with work when we are flooded with thoughts of struggle. See, you are strong and beautiful. You make me be the man that I need to be. You make me want to be the man that I need to be. You help me reevaluate myself to be the man that I need to be to lead. See, I guess you can say, if I wouldn't have fell out of that tree, like the first fool wouldn't have left that garden, I wouldn't have messed you. See, now I'm going back to the past, cruising back to the future in this vehicle we call love. See, I guess you can say, originally I tried to get eyes given into lustful, an eyeful given into lustful curiosity. Then I fell out of the tree like they left the garden, and now I'm falling, hit by that car that was cruising like love from Cupid. But see, this is real. This is heavenly. The same way you were measured, the same way you are beautiful from your roots to your hair to the toes of your souls. You're beautiful. And see, you have soft words to make the wrath of a lion purr. Instead, with your sweet ways and soft words, turn away wrath. See, at last, I no longer want to be in the past as I shift back to the future. See, I tried to be a Mac, trying to be fly, was lacking my A game, so you can call me McFly, as I wouldn't change a thing, because this beauty of this love, if change would only make you disappear, picture, so I guess I won't try to live in the past no more. Even though I love thinking about our first now, I'll just cruise my way back and live in the future. That's that piece.
Yes. That's that piece.
Yes.
I love that
And man, you put it in there also, man. I don't. You set us up with that one, saying that you know it wasn't all like that, but it was.
Right.
You spoke on some things in that piece, man, that definitely touched me, brother. You never know how that piece will be received and who is out there waiting to receive that, man. And you delivered it, man. You delivered it, man. Love you, brother, man. That's what's up.
That's good. I'm gonna give you the sneak in my tactic, right? What happened was, is y'all always, you know, you have people that like to hype me up, so I hype myself down.
Yeah.
That way, y'all don't know what to expect. Yeah. What?
Definitely.
I'm glad y'all enjoyed it though.
Oh, he's something else, man. He said, "So what?"
I love
you. Hey, we got you, man.
I was like, yeah,
that's a new tactic,
but.
Yeah.
So I gotta change my tactic now because y'all on to me. Y'all on to me. But big ups to everybody before and after me. Shouts out to the family. And definitely shouts out to everybody the same, man. Y'all keep inspiring, keep blazing the mic, man. So.
Hey, thank you, brother.
Thank y'all for the platform.
Definitely talk about. Thank you, S. Ladies and gentlemen,
right.
That's the one and only S Y to the A, y'all. The master poet.
Yeah.
Love you, man. That's what I'm talking about. He we got to watch out for him, Sister Taraji, if he tries that one again. I got the number of that bus. Well, coming to the podium right now, y'all, I've been waiting to hear from her. The one and only, I'm going to just say the one and only, Poetry Dancer, y'all. Let's bring it on. Poetry Dancer,
hi.
Welcome to the program. Hello.
How are you?
I am so fine. I'm so glad to hear your voice. I'm going to say this to you real quick before Sister Taraji starts talking. You know that for real, the poet got way much more love for you than Sister Taraji could ever muster. I'm here to tell you that. And welcome to our new building, darling.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Thank you. You're welcome. I guess. I thought you had forgotten about me, actually.
Oh, no. You were in the lineup, and thank you for your patience. But, you know, we go down the line as we see it. We don't do no favoritisms. See, Taraji used to do the favoritism thing, but I had to straighten her out. So,
oh, my Lord.
You know, I would have brought you in through the back door, but Taraji was actually here, and she would have saw that. So, but here we have you now, sister. Anything you want to tell the people about what you're doing lately?
Lately, well, I just finished a spoken word class, and I just turned in my final, and that was kind of stressful because the piece that I chose to do was challenging. It was something they asked us to find something that we were passionate about, and I did, and found out that it was more challenging than I expected. So I, after several takes, I turned it in this afternoon, and it happened. But I'm not going to read it on the air because I'm tired of it right now. But I'm just working on myself. What I've been doing is taping myself a lot because whatever the camera sees, that's what people see. And I have this old dance teacher that used to say she liked to use video because she would see herself on video and thought she was doing something, and what she thought she was doing wasn't what she was doing. So
wow.
We need to look at ourselves. If we want to get on stage, we need to get the phone. You don't have to get equipment. Just use your phone or whatever you have and just record it and see what do you really look like, you know. And it's
right.
It will help you to improve, and it's free, you know.
Okay. Yeah, you're
it's
right.
Free.
You're right about that.
Cause nothing.
You know, I don't really like looking at myself or hearing myself. Like, I don't go to the archives a lot, but on times where I did go, there was some helpful information I found out that I could make better, you know. So I understand that. I want to rewind this a little bit, just a little bit, because you mentioned you were taking classes. Could you tell the listening audience, give us a little bit more feedback on the classes you're taking?
I love class. I believe in going to class for anything that we do, whatever that is. If you sew, go take a class. If you dance, take a class. If you write, take a class, especially if it doesn't cost that much and it's free, even if you have to look online. This class I took was with the Lyricist Lab, which is a outreach of P4CM poets, and they had a class, and I've taken it twice. So they critique you. You have to submit video. They critique it. They give you constructive criticism. In class, they'll slam you in person, but on by email, they'll be very kind because they don't want you to get out there and be mediocre. If you want to perform, then you need to be the best you can be, whatever that best is for you. And so, there's a difference. I mean, that's why people on Verses and Flow are on there, right? Because they're good, and maybe that might not be what you want to do. But if you want to perform in front of people, then there's a way to do it. And a lot of us do a lot of things that because we don't know we're doing it, and it doesn't make for a good performance. And you should polish yourself, whatever that is. It's like men polishing their shoes, or women combing their hair. It's not about being better than her or him. It's about being better than you. So that's what I've been doing. I go to Anytime I hear there's a workshop or something around me that's free or $10 or $5 or donation, I go. And sometimes I even learn from the person sitting next to me. It's not always the person teaching the class. It's the person sitting next to me that I'm looking at what they're doing and like, hey, not copying them, but, hey, I just learned something from that person. Or maybe they made a comment about something that I did to help me. I think it's just good to just be open to learn and never think that you're too good to learn, because we're never too good. We can never not get better, and we can never know enough.
You're right. That's so true. I'm glad that you said that, and I'm glad that I asked you that, because you know what? There is a time and a place that we should want to know where we are. And this thing called poetry within ourselves, where we are, because, sometimes on these shows you hear the same thing, that was a great piece, we don't want to break nobody down, it was a great piece. If you inspire me, you inspire me. I think there is a time where we should know as poets where we actually are. If we're looking to grow, you know what I'm saying? Some of us come from a background of just being poets as far as writing poets. Then you have the performance side of it. I think we should challenge ourselves. It's a little scary when you think about it, but in reality, that's what they put you through when you're out there in the arts as an actor, as a singer. And some harshnesses are said to you, and we're not prepared for that. On Blog Talk and Talk Shoe, we're used to being just said, that was a great piece. But you might find yourself in an area where they'd be so blunt and blatant about, So it's culture shock in that. But we need to know where we are as poets, though, sometimes, Most times we need to gauge ourselves every now and then. So you know what you got me feeling? I'm going to start looking at that video. I'm going to start listening to that archive, because I need to better myself. I want to be, because I'm going to be in the poetry till the day that heart stops.
Exactly.
So might as well, if you're going to be in it, make yourself better.
Evolve, grow.
Grow. There you go. Taraji, what do you think about that?
Well, I was just going to piggyback off of what you guys are saying. It is good to hone your craft and really, perfect it, whatever it is that you do, whether it's something artistic or creative, or whether it's, being a doctor, a lawyer, whether it's, people laugh about people that work at a fast food restaurant, but you got to be good at customer service in order to take care of the customers.
Right.
So what it is that you're doing,
all right,
you got to practice and, always ask, how can I be better,
That's
and
right.
work, and just work on it, Whether that's if you and that's even whether if you take a, if it's something you can take a class for, of course take the class. But even if it's just a lot of times when I get ready to perform, I practice my pieces, and just practice. And I get in front of people that are not artists at all, and say the pieces because they can give you the most pure outlook on your piece.
True.
You know, because if you can't reach them, those are people that are not artistic, so they might not pick up on your wordplay or whatever the case is. So they'll give you the most pure answer or the most pure reaction. You know, even stuff like that is, you know, helpful.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. And you yourself, you do a lot of videos, and you put a lot of videos out there. And I see you working your body language mixed up with the words where you're going to pronounce a certain thing. You got that body language out there. I'm watching you, Sister Taraji. I didn't like your first video. I'm going to critique you now. I didn't like that. I'm just messing with you. I'm just messing with you. I want to try it out. You hear me, Poetry Dance?
I hear you. I'm not in it.
Oh, come on now.
You know what, Poetry Dance, it's the best thing to do. Just don't get in it. Don't do it.
That's wild. Well, thank you for that. We needed to talk about those few things, and that, you know, very interesting. So I want to thank you, Poetry Dancer, like that. You got any plans to make your way back over to New York and mess over there with my big brother, William Washington? Get on his mic
very
over there.
Very soon. Very soon. And when it gets closer to the time, I will announce it. But I'll just say right now, soon.
Okay, maybe I can catch you this time. Maybe I can catch you this time.
Yes,
all right,
very
so we just going to open the mic for you. Very interesting young lady. I'm so glad you called in. I'm going to clear my throat, Poetry Dancer, and simply say to you that the mic is yours.
Okay, this is about living in California. Earthquaking, 5.3, ground moving, but I'm standing still among the ruins of my life with no place to run or hide. I could stay until the rafters fall down, waiting for a possible rescue from the inevitable destruction, but who would find me among the broken splinters and fragments that I should have walked away from long ago? Why do I sit and watch this oasis crumble into the sea when there's a world out there to explore? And every time the ground trembles, I remember that I don't belong here. I would rather deal with crowds and anonymous coldness of the other coast whose eyes keep constant contact with the daily news and rapid footprints than the erratic shifting of ground that does not love me. I just want to be free. I know that you know that I live in a trap created by my own doing, but I just want to be free. No more singing a caged bird's hymn that someone else wrote in a strange place, but I want to fly. So what's stopping me? I just want to be free. I have no other requests or petitions to make. Freedom is my dream, breaking out of this routine, this maze that I walk in and composed of bad decisions and regrets. Risk not taken and of opportunities lost, watching life pass by me. I just want to be free.
Mm. Woo. Oh, Poetry Dancer, let me tell you something. I told William earlier in the show, your voice and the way you use your vocals mixed with the content of that piece, it took me away. I heard it with a different part of me. I heard it and I saw it with a different part of me. It was three-dimensional. I walked along in that video with you on that. And I love that. I could have got swept away, but I have to keep a part of me here on this microphone to walk, because you almost took me off the show. I love that piece and your performance in it. Sister Taraji, what did you think?
Well, most definitely, she is a very, very strong performer, and it shows that you, like what we were just talking about, perfect your craft. And I always love to hear because they're always very descriptive and they take you to wherever she's talking about, you know. And so that took me to California, you know, with the earthquakes and all the things that go on over there. And I really appreciate it.
Yes, yes, yes. I want to say one more thing. I got to say, I don't know how I want to come, how I want to release. For those of y'all that know the person I'm about to bring this name up, y'all feel me on this. It reminds me in a sense, in a way that, my sister, the another songbird, delivers her pieces. Some people don't have to holler, scream. It was in the most softest voice. If you know, goodness gracious, you took me someplace. Songbird, Kelly Songbird. When she delivers that piece and she does it, like all that type thing. And so I wanted to use the word sensuous, but it's not that. It's something else. It was like nature. Yeah, it's like hearing birds chirping and the sounds of them chirping, you know, mixed with the wind and things. I love that. I love that. I need your CD.
Well, I need to make one. I do like her work too, Kelly. She has a beautiful voice. I do need to make one. It's just a matter of having the means in which to do it, and as soon as I'm able, that will happen.
Okay, well, darling, that was wonderful. I'm going to reach you from behind the scenes and see what can happen. I love that piece. I like to have it on track, and if I can help you get that together, we could talk about that. I'll do a little something like that, sis. So,
okay, thank you. I like the fact that if I can use words to move spirit, then I've done my job. So I appreciate that you heard it, and I'm grateful. So thank you.
Yes, and that you did. So you'll be hearing from For Real the Poet also, and I'm going to see if I can help you out and get something together, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Miss Dancer.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
Be blessed, darling. Be blessed. Poetry Dancer. I love that piece. I just love that. Ladies and gentlemen, you just heard from the one and only Poetry Dancer giving us that California flavor. I loved it. Sister Taraji. Did I say that? Sister Taraji, are you here or are you ignoring me?
I'm here.
Okay. I just want to say before the folks that, because I've told everybody I love them, I want to say that I love you. I have much love for you. Despite your attitude most times, love you. Okay? Despite the things and the ways you treat me, you stepchild me through the week. Yes, a yellow bow tie. I'm going to tell you that, Jesus, what was that?
I don't know what that was.
Oh, that sounded like they were about to cut us off. But I'm going to say this before we get banged on. The others have been talking about you, but I don't get into that. Kimbrella, Sadoni, all of them had issue with the way you've been treating us as a stepchild. But I keep it real. I love that one specific spot in your cheek, and that spot should be just for me. All
that
right?
Spot is you. Okay, great.
Thank you. I just want to say I love you. How I love you so. Bam. So let's bring to the microphone before we get cut off here the one and only my sister, and I love her more than you will ever love her, the one and only Rosalind Cherry, followed by Yvonne. Let's do this. Rosalind Cherry, welcome to the show.
Hello, Cherry Bond.
How you doing, darling?
You know, through the pain, I'm not going to complain. You know, God is good, highly favored. We just got to keep our prayers up. It's been a rough road these past couple of days. As always, you know, you have to take those shots. I got to get prepared again. It's also arthritis, no joke. But I was like, God, I should just give me strength. So he did. And my communion, people came to the church, you know, here to the home. And there was another guy who missed out on church. I said, you didn't miss out on church. I said, you come on in. Another young lady next door. And so we had our own church. You know, God has always kept that to have us in our heart and our soul. So, again, you know, and to Sister Sadan, you know, I just want to say this here, that your mom's is always going to be around you. I know this because I lost my mom's and grandmother 3 weeks apart, both in the coma at the same time. And so it's very hard. you know. But what I do, I take out their pictures, and when I feel like I want to talk to them, even with my other grandmother, I hold a conversation. And, you know, because the most beautiful thing that we can ever have in our life is their memories. You know, she talked about, like, their cheeks, and I think about their cheeks and their eyes, and I hold on to a piece of their material of a clothing or something. And so God has it so that we'll always be close to them. And I just wanted to reach out and say that to her. And to all you guys that's been out here tonight, you've been doing such amazing poems that you just really touch one's heart. And to Brother Pharrell,
yes,
congratulations to you, to your book. You know, just keep on doing what you're doing. And also, when Washington has a book that he's working on, so to many blessings, sister, to Washington Twin, you out there hitting the mic, mother of six. So I do keep up with everything. I just don't be out as much as I can because sometimes I have those rough days. But I don't complain. I just ask God for his strength. So this piece that I'm doing tonight is feeling so different. And also, I just want to let you guys know that I'm still with Black Ring Network. I'm just, you know, doing things a little different. Sometimes I do interviews. Sometimes I do the poetry show. And also, I'm with the Top 10 now with WKPJB 103.9, The Indie Storm, now with Jamie Bonds, Jamie 7, and Kel's Grammar, where I'm doing that, like the Top 10, like David Letterman. So, you know, that's on Wednesday nights, you know, and so you never know what I might come up with, but we're taking a vacation for July. So now here's my piece called Feeling So Different, and here we go, about a sister who was thinking about that. I'm feeling so different. I'm feeling so different. Today is nice and calm, for the Spirit of God was right inside of me, and I felt that I had to rejoice. I had to rejoice. See, I had those days when things wasn't right no more. Disappointments got down on my knees. I started to pray, and everything was falling into place, and I was feeling determined because God was showing me things. There was nothing more powerful in this world to be so close to him. While I was sitting there, I began to pray. All my worries washed away. And it made me to say, thank you, Father up in heaven. Sometimes we never know what we might be going through. And I was so pleased because my body was slowly starting to heal. Another day of blessings. And to top this all off, I see these beautiful surroundings all around me. Blessings began to come as I shed my tears and I cried, oh, Father God, in heaven, you are delivering me and I'm feeling this. My legs were starting to move, my hands. And in anticipation that I never thought that this was going to happen, the spirits were calling all inside me, and I was starting to smile, and I was feeling blessed. Blessed like this, oh, Lord, I'm feeling this. Oh, I was becoming so very happy. It's like I could jump up in the air and say, hallelujah, God, I know that you're blessing me. Life became uplifted. My bad days became the best of many right before me. Yes, I call it the bad days became the best before me because I took a look at my past. And I shut it down. I took it all away because I was looking forward to those good days ahead of me. You see, because your past is your past, and it's your future. That's what counts. Do you understand? Never underestimate the power of God. Hallelujah! God! He's now sitting inside my soul. And as I sent it in silence, I said my prayers were all that I had ever received in my life. It was all in the thoughts of God. Yes, amen. Every time I sit there and I thought about this, I was shaking back and forth, and I said, oh, what a beautiful day that I'm having. I'm sharing my time with God in peace, finding my way, giving back so much. It was happiness. When I could sit there and express with my brothers and my sisters, and I was thinking about the repentance that I sat there with, really was never my fault because sometimes things we cannot explain will just happen like this. And then we sit there, Father God, I could turn around, I have this presence. All of a sudden, I looked towards the window, but there was nothing there. I felt something going inside my body, and I sat there reminiscing about the things that I thought was happening inside my body. The spirit was moving all inside me. I look up at the bright suns. I've seen the blue skies. Tweet, tweet, tweet. The birds were flying by. There's a beautiful butterfly that sat right there on my windowsill. I didn't even know what was happening. But these were all the signs that God was telling me blessings to come. Blessings to come. I never doubt anything from that one single time because I felt the emotions. I cried. And I got down on my knees and I said, thank you, God.
Hallelujah. I've been delivered. And I'm sitting right here doing my poetry, a place where I need to be. I forgot about the pain. And even though it was still inside me, I still was able to share my words. I'm doing poetry. What was coming from within me. Father, God, I rise because he touched me. He touched me in places that I didn't even thought that the pain would ever going to be there. And it was replaced with glory because he loves me. He loves you too. Don't you ever, ever give up. Because, see, the devil is a liar, and we don't have time for him. You open up the door, you push him back out where he came from, back into that crack, into that hole. Whereas we are being delivered each and every day, this is why we are here, brought together. And I say all these days, and I give nothing but love to each and every one of you. And I say this because God is a messenger when he sent it out to each and every one of us as we express our feelings. So true and true. In peace, I thank you.
Amen, amen. Shining on both sides, girl. You took your socks off. Hey, amen. Woo, I can't sing like you. I'll hurt myself.
Separated his socks and she took them off.
Yes, she did. Well, I like that. That's a new one we're going to do. I like that. She separated her socks, took them off. Rosalind, you are such a blessing, darling. I thank God for linking you with me, darling.
Thank you. Same here, too. You know, and that's what we do. We got to share because we never know through trials and tribulations what we might be going through. And if we can't lift each other up, then there's just a problem altogether. So many blessings out to each and every last one of you. And like I said to my sister, we're always around. You know, we might not talk to each other every day. We might not go on each other's pages, but still that feeling. And knowing, that's a beautiful thing. And that's what keeps each and every last one of us going. Always remember that.
That's right.
And we say that because we believe in that, you know. Smiles and blessings out to each and every one of you. And just keep on doing what you're doing. I love you guys.
I love you. Thank you, sis.
You're welcome.
Much love. Everybody, y'all just heard from my sister, Robin Cherry. She, I'll let her be Sister Taraji's sister too today. But I'm going to have to monitor. I'm going to have to monitor this twin stuff and all that stuff. But thank you, love. You know I love you. You know I do. I don't know about Sister Taraji, but you know.
Oh, my goodness.
That's right. Now, I'm going to get you off of here before Taraji says something to try to top that. We're not going to have that. All right, Rob. Thank you, babies.
All right.
That's what I'm talking about. That's my sister, Rosalind Cherry. Kaboom. Fried chicken everywhere. Now, we got another sister of mine that I love way more than Taraji could ever love. And she loves me, she told me. And we're going to bring her to the mic. And this is the one and only Yvonne, who's been missing for a while because she was mad at Sister Taraji and not me.
So we're going to bring
Yvonne to the mic. Yvonne, what's going on?
What's happening, sweetie?
Hey
darling, Taraji.
How are you?
She called me sweetie.
Yeah, I always call you sweetie.
I like when you do it.
I know. Don't worry. You know I love you too, with all my heart.
That's why I'm not even getting into that with you. Know.
Oh, okay.
It's like that now. She's not going to fight for you. I will fight. What you doing?
I got enough material to write 5 books.
Mercy.
And it's like before my brother passed away, the one you met.
Yes.
That came on the radio with me, John.
Yes.
He passed June the 19th.
Oh.
Wow, I'm sorry to hear that. He's a great, great guy, and he loved you. I'm so glad he got to hear you perform.
I did right by my brother. I have no regrets. He made me happy. I made him happy. So, you know, he'll always be there, whatever I do, whenever I write, because I would wake him up at 4 o'clock in the morning and say, Johnny, how does it sound? How does it sound? You know what I mean?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow.
And stuff, and he say, girl, that don't sound right. You know what I mean? You need to flip this script, or you need to do that. So we had a lot of fun together as brothers and sisters, you know?
Right, right.
I'm blessed. I feel very blessed. But when Father calls you home, there's nothing we can do about it. You know, he wanted him more than I needed him at that particular time. So if he's up in the mansion, in one of them gold mansions, and he's watching us all.
Yes.
So let me tell you what I'm going to do tonight. I just wrote this piece. Because a lot of things, you know me, Taraji, and you know me, for real, things flow through my mind at all different times.
Yeah.
I was sitting on my front porch, and these two guys was walking past. And one of the guys said, hey, man, let me hold something. And I don't know what happened. Next thing I knew, I'm writing a piece. So... And this is what it's called. It's called Let Me Hold Something, Believe It or Not.
All right.
All right. Here goes. Let me hold something. Don't mean money, for you can't take it with you when death comes knocking. Calculated, all embracing. In, just a little judgment left. Wisdom to know. Love never gives up on us. Let me hold something. Deep, that desire and fire. Something you are passionate about. Beyond and among horizons. Tired of seeing folk in bondage and chains of the dysfunctions in their world. Tears falling from fears, from those little things we often dread. Coming in focus. Yet we have to deal with it anyway. Think, listen, learn. Let me hold something that you're willing to share. Talking about a weaved sense of love where there's a beauty unfolded, everlasting, full of blissful happiness and glorious. Something not fake, but true. Magical, where when we look at it, speaking no words, we recognize it. It's in all of us. All I ask, let me hold something. Unconditional love. Let me hold something.
Mm, that was just beautiful. I love that. And I've heard the saying a million times, let me hold something. We always believe it's money. But you know what? Ah, wow, you just gave me something to hold on to. And I'm going to hold on to it and treasure that. It's worth more than silver or gold, my sister Yvonne. And I'm going to cherish it. So I want to thank you for that piece. I love it.
Thank you, sweetie. I love doing that for you. I haven't even put it online yet.
All right.
Wow.
So we got it.
First time. We got an exclusive. Right. You've come a long way, Yvonne. I remember the first time I had to tie you down and drag you onto the microphone. I remember.
Sure did. I remember that, too.
She said, no. She said, I want you to spit my piece for me for real. She said, I said, nah, girl, come on. You can do it. And she's been on fire ever since.
I remember that. I remember that.
You're doing so great. You're doing so great. And if you ever need something, you know, I'm going to have to hit you up behind the scenes, too, because it's time for a track from you. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, it is. I agree with you.
Yeah. We're going to make something happen. All right? We're going to make something happen now. If you need my number, I hope you still got it, but, you know, I'm going to hit you up. Okay, darling?
Okay. Okay.
Well, you know, like I said, as long as you remember that, for real, the poet loves you more than Sister Taraji.
You know I don't want to hear that crap.
Or don't work. It don't work. Oh my God.
Let's love each other to death. I couldn't see you guys without each other.
That's right. See, she now the way the relationship you had with your brother, see, you know, Raji been treating me like a stepchild, so you're gonna have to talk to her.
No, oh, here we go with the stepchild thing again.
Yes. She be throwing me under the bus. Hurt my feelings. She don't call when she's supposed to call. Then she called me this morning and asked me, am I taking my medication? I said,
oh,
why are you talking about medication like that? Where's the I love you part and all that good stuff?
I love you. That's why I want to know if you're taking your, you know,
medicine.
Doing
that's right. That's right. She's staying on you.
I said, what medication? I ain't crazy.
She's staying on you.
Yeah, no, she loves me. I love her more than she loves me, though. So that's that piece.
See, I heard that. I heard that.
You heard it. You know
yep,
the truth,
I heard
too.
It.
So Yvonne, you know, like I said, I'm going to catch up with you. I got a couple of people I got to see. But we're going to try to make these tracks happen with each and every individual. You're a poet. I need for the world to hear your voices. And I'm going to try to make these things happen. So I want to just thank you, sister. And I just want to also mention, because I don't, and Rosalind gets on me also, I don't advertise myself a lot, but I'm going to just say to you that my book is finally done. It's out there. It's on Amazon. It's on Kindle, I think it is called, and very other places, but it's called Compilations.
Okay.
For Real Compilations.
I
his
got
life.
It.
And you
get
can,
that.
It's
I'm
going to
definitely get
yes.
it. Got to have my
so
brother in print.
You know, and we're going to talk about that also, because if you're going to get it, I'd like to have, you know, something for you, and we'll make that happen. So it's been a long time in coming. I'm just glad it's here. So, but we're going to let you go, darling, before we get cut off. We're going to end this show on a high note. I want to once again say that much love to you from the Epiphany family, from my sister and myself, to Raji.
Love you.
Love you too, darling. And we're going to end this show with a track from my sister, and it's called Beatitudes. So, Yvonne, you be blessed, darling.
You too, baby.
One love.
Be courageous, not fearful. Be honest, and when you're giving, be cheerful. When all else fails, just be. Be the lender, not the borrower. Be the solution, not the sufferer. Be the completion, not the disconnection. Just be. Be joyous, be great. Just be. Be full of patience and kindness, not hate. Just be. Be ready, be willing, be able, be strong, be brave, be confident, be sure, be alive, able to strive and thrive. Just be. Be grateful, be thankful, be humble, be meek, be the light and the salt, just be. Be too blessed and highly favored to be too stressed and heavy laden, and when you're finished being, when you are finished being, just say, yes, Lord, I am. Just say, yes, Lord, I am. Just say, yes, Lord, I am. Thank you.
You're listening to Epiphany Radio's The Inspiration Factory. We want to thank each and every one of you for coming out. We want y'all to have a blessed and love-filled Sunday. God bless you and see you next week right here at The Inspiration Factory. One love. Sail across the water. Tell your sons and daughters what the struggle brings.
But your faith was as sure as the stars. Now you're free, and the world has come to see just how proud and beautiful you are.
Come to see just how proud and beautiful.